With a CNBC Your Money Minute, I'm Jessica Ettinger. Even though more people bought stocks for the first time in the pandemic, the wealthiest 10% of Americans now own a record high 89% of all U.S. stocks, according to the Federal Reserve. And it highlights the stock market's role in increasing wealth inequality. The stock market has nearly doubled since the March 2020 drop and was the main source of wealth creation during the pandemic. The top 1% richest Americans now have 32% of all U.S. wealth. First-time investors, though, got into the markets, but here's why they didn't achieve more. New investors are big in number, but small in account size. The average Robinhood account, for example, about $4,500. They also bought at higher prices, so they had less upside. And many trade quickly to try to make a buck, but these folks often see lower returns than those who buy and hold. Lots more on this at CNBC.com. I'm Jessica Ettinger, CNBC.